Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a dramatic increase to close out February, weekly jobless claims have fallen back.
22,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed in the week leading up to February 22nd. In the week after that, according to the Labor Department, filings declined by an almost identical 21,000. Tomorrow we get the employment report for all of February. It's expected to show that 170,000 jobs were created last month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. We know big cuts, thousands of them, will soon be coming to the IRS or the Department of Government Affairs. Also, job cuts expected at the Department of Education soon. ABC News learning that President Trump is about to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the department. Rough weather causing damage across much of the country. Blizzards in Minnesota. Tornado in Mississippi, trees into homes in New Jersey. No updates on Pope Francis, still in the hospital, treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The new office, led by billionaire Elon Musk, had already released a list of at least six government offices to either be eliminated or reduced across the Badger State. Now there's a list of 16 of them, and five are in Madison. Musk's team is planning to close the Fish and Wildlife Service office, although the federal government was already planning to cancel that lease back in January. Also on the list, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration office, near Westtown Mall, something listed as Departmental Management IG, which may mean the Office of the Inspector General, but it says those three words, square footage and a dollar amount, and that's it on the page. An office of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Regent Street, and the Federal Highway Administration Office on Junction Road. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for U.S. attorneys, the Social Security Administration, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees there, and it's not clear whether they would keep their jobs. And the city of Madison has been experimenting with a portion of State Street, and that experiment may continue. A big part of it, between basically the UW campus and Gorham Street, closed to vehicles at 3 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. on weekends. That makes it a pedestrian mall where it's safe to walk in the road. The city added murals painted on the street and new benches and planters. They called it Flock to State and made the area flamingo-themed. The experiment officially ended in October, but city planners recommended it be extended for up to 3 years. And UW Health has been named the best hospital in Wisconsin. Newsweek released its annual Best Hospitals in the World rankings, putting UW Health at the top statewide and 27th in the nation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers radio network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Greg guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously, when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind. Northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning. Then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on the Serious Side. We'll talk about the 80,000 cuts proposed to the Department of Veterans Affairs and on what's worse, the Olio edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, please welcome Diaper Donnie, Man Boom Mussolini, Captain Bonespurs, Mauro Lardo, the notorious P.I.G., General Von Schützenpants, Putin's poor pocket, His Flatulency, the President of the United States, Donald Jellybelly Trump.
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. Once again, comedians leading the resistance. All right. Well, speaking of leading the resistance, what did I just say to you? I said, you know, I love her. Mm-hmm. I honestly love her. I really... We don't have a jingle yet, but we did not realize she was named after Olivia Newton-John. And she is just, I told her, just pure class, grace. She's hilarious. Here we go. All right. We love her. We honestly love her. Hi, Olivia Troy.
Hi.
A painting of Olivia Newton-John. I did not know you were named after Olivia Newton-John. That's hilarious.
Yes. I was. Can you believe that? And that's why I don't have a middle name. It would have been Olivia Newton-Troy. Imagine that one.
Wow.
I would be fun if it was Fig, if your mom was funny like you are. Olivia Fig Newton.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway. Don't worry. I already got those nicknames when I was younger.
So. I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned, you were hilarious at DC Sexy Liberal. You had the line of the night even off stage. You're like, hi, I'm Harry Dunn's security. You come up to about his kneecap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, Olivia, where do we start? We were just talking about this pure chaos. I saved this tweet for you because I know your husband's in the Navy, right? Correct?
Yeah, he's a civilian, yeah.
Yeah, Nicole tweeted, you're fired. Wait, you're rehired. Email us a list of things you've done today. Wait, forget it. You're fired again. Come back to your job. It was important. You're fired or hired. Come into the office. Wait, the office has no computers. Go home. We're the Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said, Olivia, do even MAGA Republican, do they think this is the, I mean, the tariffs are on, they're off, there's an exemption. I don't know. No, you're rehired. I mean, this is just pure, not just chaos, just incompetence, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And look, I don't think they're okay with it. There are plenty of people who voted for Trump who serve in the federal government. Many of them are also military members, and many of them are vets. And I think when you put out an announcement saying that you're going to cut, what, thousands of jobs at the VA, and did you see the story where they put federal buildings up for sale?
Yes.
Yeah. So my friends found out, oh, my building's up for sale. There's a lot of properties here in the D.C. area. In Maryland that would put up for sale. And then it's like, no, just kidding. So every day you're walking in, and instead of actually doing your job, which really worries me, especially for people in national security,
sure,
you're sitting there wondering, is today the day where I don't have a computer or there's no water, because that also has happened apparently. So how do you go to the bathroom? Or you bring your own water, which is what people did. I mean, that's what you're focused on. Or is today the day I get fired? Or what am I going to respond in the five responses in that Doge email that won't get me fired? Or should I just tell the truth and tell them off? I mean, those are all the things that I would be sitting there thinking of.
So because you're so adorable, I oftentimes forget that you are a super fancy Homeland Security terrorism expert. But I mean, let's just, I don't even know where to start with you in terms of talking degree of national security and international security threat Donald Trump has become in a month.
Yeah.
So the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, revealed that Trump has halted intelligence support as part of its decision to withhold military aid to Ukraine. So can you talk about that and the ramifications of that?
Yeah, this is the game that they play. And really, the only people that that's hurting is actually the rest of the world, the sane world, the international community, and us. It's hurting Americans and our security, right? And so he's basically, what he's doing is he's ceding ground every single day to Russia and Putin. And I think that you can go down the list of everything that he's done so far, and all of it basically strengthens Russia, it strengthens China, it strengthens our foreign adversaries, where last I checked, that used to be a bipartisan issue where we were all on the same team when it came to people that don't like us, people that want to destroy us. But instead, I feel like he's literally going down the list of, like, what else can I do that makes it easier for Putin to own the space, right? Which is why they even stopped the cybersecurity operations at the Pentagon. Pete Hegseth said announced that.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're just going to drop all defenses? Okay, great. How does that work?
I do have to ask how you must have felt when your old boss, George Bush, just talked about the axis of evil, that we are now in the axis of evil.
Right.
I mean, we are aligned with our enemies. I mean, just talk about that in terms of the... It seems like this is all preordained, is handing Ukraine to Putin and getting out of NATO. I mean, just talk a little bit about the big picture.
Yeah, and look, I mean, these were all things that sort of reared their ugly heads during the first Trump administration, but there were other voices in the room, right? I mean, just think about that. I know that John Bolton is not the most well-loved person, but he was in the room saying, that's crazy. You can't abandon NATO. That's absolutely ludicrous. Like, these are the people talking in from the ledge. Those people are all gone now. So now you have John Ratcliffe, who was considered maybe somewhat sane. He was confirmed. He was less crazy than Tulsi Gabbard and less dangerous than Kash Patel. But yet he's in on it. So everyone's in on it, right? I mean, that's why Marco Rubio wanted to, like, basically disappear into the couch during that press conference. Because he realizes that he has to be in on it, too. And so, yeah, I have no doubt all of these Republicans across the party and from the past are sitting here going, well, as far as championing foreign policy in terms of the Republican Party, never imagined that we would be the pro-Putin party of let's just destroy everything we have going for us internationally and also throw our allies under the bus. And so it's a pretty sad day when you're watching Europe really have these conversations about, like, we can no longer rely on the U.S. We must rely on each other.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just struck talking to you, Olivia, how far we've come when John Bolton is cited as the voice of reason. And I think of George W. Bush as cuddly.
Yeah.
Okay. let's not talk about the past.
Days.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about our past. Let's talk about our present love. This other story, it's just everything is more jaw-dropping than the last. Trump administration has been holding direct talks with Hamas. I don't even know where to start, right? They negotiated with the Taliban and then invited them to Camp David on the anniversary of 9/11. I mean, I don't even know what to say. And they're saying that Israel learned about aspects of the talks through other channels, not through us. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. Can you talk about, the U.S. has obviously never engaged directly with Hamas. It was designated a terrorist organization since 1997. Is he just so delusional that he's some kind of peacemaker that's going to get the Nobel Prize, that he thinks this is a good idea?
Well, I think in Trump's, wherever he can gain power, and whoever pays attention to him, right? And they're going to pay attention to him, trust me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, sure, we're your friends. And so I'm like, okay, so now we're living in a world where the terrorists are our friends. And they're using him, just like Russia is using him. He's being manipulated. And look, he just threw his best friend Israel under the bus, right? I mean, that's what he's doing right now. So I'm sure that the rest of the world is going, okay, what unpredictable meeting is happening right now? And then do I trust them not to be sharing intelligence information right now? I don't know. That's what's so worrisome right now, is that we have no idea what he's doing in terms of the tools of the U.S. government and using them against us. And so that is what is really, frankly, frightening here. And it's unpredictable. So what's he negotiating, by the way? My question is he negotiating the hotels that are going to go into Gaza? Is that what he's talking about? Is he cutting a deal and says, you know, hey, if you stop and cease and then you stop bombing this area, you can set up your operations in the hotel and he can be the hotel administration and management.
Yeah.
Think about it, because that is kind of like the insanity that goes through his mind. And I have no idea. He's a showman. He's a salesman.
Yeah.
That's probably the business pitch right there.
You're right. And that AI Trump Gaza thing, you're like, that must be what his mind looks like. Adderall.
Absolutely.
Really?
Right.
I mean, this one I saved for you. Josh Rogan just revealed on CNN, J.D. Vance and Don Jr. are actively working behind the scenes to get Zelensky ousted from his party and out of Ukraine. This way, Putin can, with the help of Trump, can put in a puppet so they can take over the rest of Ukraine. Yeah. This is what we feared all along when we saw the debacle last Friday in the Oval Office. We had heard J.D. and Don had actually rehearsed setting up and ambushing Zelensky that way. This all makes sense now. I mean, just your thoughts.
It does. And you know what bothers Trump the most? Because Trump is all about ego, right? We always have to remember that. He's a narcissist who cares about the attention on him. It truly bothers him the way the world rallies around Zelensky, the way people respond to him, right? I mean, if Donald Trump walked in with a black shirt and black pants, I mean, you wouldn't even know what the heck to do with that. But this man's in the middle of fighting a war in his country.
Right.
Right. He's not going to, you know, you're mocking the fact that he didn't wear a suit. Well, yeah, look at your buddy Elon, right? So, I mean, like, I think for Trump, it's just like, let's get this guy out because he is an international hero in the eyes of many. And let's proceed with the plan, which is cede Ukraine to Russia and let Putin continue on his merry march across that region, which I have no doubt is the plan. And that's why this is also worrisome.
And to your point, Covey also said Trump is pausing intelligence sharing with Ukraine while at the same time pausing offensive cyber operations against Russia, which leaves sensitive intelligence vulnerable to Russian hackers. Because, of course, it does. Right?
Yeah. And the double-edged sword of that is I don't know how it's going with intelligence sharing from Europe to us. Because if I were an ally, I would have serious concerns about handing over intelligence to the United States right now. And that was a concern I had with Tulsi Gabbard taking the helm, with Trump in it, is that they're going to protect their own intelligence information and their assets and the security of their people. And in the end, it's us. It hurts us in America, right? Because what's happening here is that that's how we get back to a 9/11 possibly someday.
Yeah.
And that is really, really worrisome.
Yeah. Let's just, again, on Ukraine, last point, because I just want to keep putting this out here. Tristan Snell said, Trump repeats the massive lie claiming U.S. has spent $350 billion on Ukraine and Europe only $100 billion. Here are the real numbers. U.S. $114 billion, Europe $132 billion. So he just, you know, keeps repeating the same lies that got us here, right?
Yeah, and it's, you know what? But it's effective. Because he takes over the mic, he commands the performance, and he repeats it over and over. And then the right-wing machine picks it up, and every right-wing influencer picks it up, and then it gets pushed out on Fox News. And then next thing you know, the American public is parroting it and repeating it, and they're believing it. And that's why he does it.
So in terms of him screaming, you're going to start World War III at Zelensky, French President Macron addressed all Europeans to prepare for war with Russia. This was broadcast live across the continent. Europe will not accept capitulation of Ukraine to Russia under the guise of peace negotiations. Americans must decide whose side we're on. Where do you see all this going, Olivia? Because it sounds pretty effing terrifying to me.
Well, I think, you know, I think there's control here by our foreign adversaries over Trump, and I think we should be concerned about every step that he takes. I think Europe is right to sit there and be concerned about what the next move is for the U.S. And I think it's really just a really sad moment for our country, because I think right now, while we used to be the leader of the free world, I don't think we're really being viewed that way right now. And I have no doubt. I'm watching really closely what he's going to do with NATO and how he's messaging. Because even in his speech, while he didn't, you know, address NATO right off the bat, what he did say, he continued the narrative of undermining our allies and know how much, you know, we contribute versus what they contribute. And the facts and the stats aren't correct when he does that.
Yeah. One last one. Rick Wilson said a few weeks ago, I was assured by a Republican friend that tariffs were merely part of Trump's negotiating genius and his strategy would bring everyone in the world to heel. How's that working out? I mean, you know, we were just saying this whole, first of all, he, as you know, he's just a bully and a coward, right? The minute he gets blowback, he backs down. And how do tariffs even work when you're like, oh, okay, automakers, you get an exemption, and okay, maybe farm people, I'll do this for, I mean, he just is exposed as a, just a blowhard, like all, nearly every day, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's chaos and it's volatile and it hurts the market and ultimately it hurts the consumer, which Americans need to understand. Because really, the people that are getting sort of tussled around are Americans. Because we're sitting here going, okay, there's going to be tariff, it's going to disrupt. It affects pricing. It affects like people who are sitting there at the markets trying to figure out like, well, how is this going to affect the bottom line? How does that affect our groceries? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to cars and automobiles? And so, but I think there's a lesson that's to be learned here is that he quickly realized when the automakers, everyone started calling him and raising hell, that he'd stepped in it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So there is a lesson here about why we need to call him out to the carpet.
That's right.
Why we need to call him out. Why business leaders specifically also need to take a stand.
Yeah.
Because that is how we're going to stop some of this insanity, chaos, and destruction.
I think that's what triggered this because he was on Fox, this, you know, one car maker with the Maria Bartiromo and said, yeah, I can't sell cars. They're going up, you know, $1,000 or whatever. I'm sure Trump saw that and he's just a coward. Anyway, can I just, in this era of where we desperately need bipartisan love, right before we went on, you said, can I say something weird? I miss you since Sexy Liberal DC. And I'm like, I miss you too, Olivia.
Okay. I do miss you all.
This moment of bipartisan love brought to you by Stephanie and Olivia. And all right.
And make sure you subscribe to our Substack. It is amazing.
It's fantastic. Yes. We've linked to all of it.
Yes, we have.
Love you, honey. See you soon.
Thanks, Olivia.
Take care, you all.
You right. too. Bye. Bye-bye.
There she goes. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Yes.
Listen,
Yay.
Right? If you, yeah, right, gummy girl?
Hey.
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 Hey, girl. Hey, have you cleaned up your diet, removed harsh chemicals from your home? Come on. I can want to tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. I use that CBD relief stick every week on my lower back, and then I'm like, good to go. Goo, let's goo, as they say in Philly. Over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee. You can trust CB Distillery right now. If you type in the code Stephanie, you get a 20% discount. That is cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever, seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Guess what, bitches? What? We have Kathy Griffin on the show tomorrow.
We do.
Bam. All right. Wow. Check this out. A little bit of breaking news. Not a little bit. An economic stunner. CNN anchor shocked by recession-level jobs data ahead of Trump's first full employment report. The worst February jobs data since 2009, just days before the first... I'm sorry, baby. First full monthly employment report of Trump's second term is made public.
Yep.
He said, while stock market wild stings downward, the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P all down more than 1%. They were up a little bit yesterday on the whole tear up up and back and forth, but for the week they were down. It is just complete, total destruction, chaos, you name it.
Layoffs are up over 1 month by 245%.
Yeah. Farrah Flick says, reminder, you said the economy was your biggest issue under Biden-Harris, 48 months of job growth, 16 straight quarters of GDP growth, all gone in just 6 weeks. Voting has consequences. Thank you. And to my point about disinformation, Chris, this is the only subject, in my opinion. Martin says, no, Trump didn't win the White House because of inflation. Biden had inflation under control. Trump won because of the massive failure of the media to accurately report the state of America's economy and how Biden had taken the disastrous mess that Trump left him on in 2020 and turned it around. In the same way, our media is failing to report the horrendous impact Trump's tariffs are having on our economy today. I mean, we just had Olivia Troy on, and it just... Mark McKibben said there's something fundamentally broken about a political system where the same political party that F's over the economy every time they're in power, they regain economic growth, cut profits, increase unemployment, worsen inequality, diminish productivity, increase global tensions. Right? I mean, it's just, and then we vote them back in and they do it again. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, we didn't get a ton of accumulation during that snow yesterday, but man, it was really coming down at some points. The U.S. Postal Service is asking you to make sure it's safe for your letter carrier to deliver the mail. They sent out a reminder saying anywhere a mail carrier has to walk should be clear of snow and ice. And pay special attention to steps and to overhangs. Make sure there aren't icicles that could fall on someone. And if you saw a fight at a bar Saturday night in the town of Blooming Grove, the Dane County Sheriff's Office may want to talk to you. Deputies say there was a fight at Jerry's place that night, and the men involved took it outside. During that fight, they say one man stabbed another with a box cutter, and authorities only learned about the incident when the man who was hurt showed up at the hospital. Now his injuries are life-threatening. LaRon Smith Brookins was arrested for reckless injury, but the Dane County Sheriff's Office is asking for more witnesses. So if you were there, call the Sheriff's Office. And a Milwaukee school is currently closed because of lead contamination, and they have no idea when it'll open again. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Milwaukee Health Department recently found lead after testing in four MPS schools. As a result, Trowbridge School is closed with students and staff sent elsewhere. MPS officials and the health department say they're working together to address the lead hazards.
Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers lowered the threshold for lead poisoning. He approved a new emergency rule from the Department of Health Services that drops the threshold from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms. That brings the standards here in Wisconsin closer to recommendations from the CDC. It means more children exposed to lead will be eligible for services. The governor's budget proposal includes more than $145 million that would go toward PFAS and lead abatement across Wisconsin. No amount of lead is considered safe for children. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind. Northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning. Then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Pam Yonke will be talking about the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival.
If you're unfamiliar with what a testicle is...
Wait, no, don't go there.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's part of this worldview that's basically telling everybody, we're going to get you a bigger slice of a smaller pie. But he doesn't really care whether that comes true. Remember, for him, it really is a little disturbance. If eggs are $10 and you're a billionaire, that's a little disturbance for you, but not for most people.
Thank you, Pete Buttigieg. One of our best messengers.
He is a great messenger.
Speaking of which, I totally screwed up that last tweet I was reading.
Oh, no.
Mark McKibben said there's something fundamentally broken about a political system where the same party, political party that f***s over the economy every time they're in power can again regain power, take credit for the other party's successful efforts to fix that economic mess, and ride that political wave until inevitably they crash the economy again. We've got to figure out how to break that cycle because we just had... more disastrous breaking news, right, about jobs and inflation and all of the stuff we know is happening.
Right.
All right. Because we are family, we have honest conversations as family.
Sure.
So when we booked our next guest, who is the director of the Progress Action Fund, I said yes. And then I read his piece and I said to Chris, we need to cancel this. And Chris talked me out of it.
Because we want to have an honest conversation.
We want to have an honest conversation. Joe Jacobson joins us now. Joe, here's my problem. I am just getting so sick of people scolding Democrats. I think somebody called Joe Scarborough Scoldilocks. Because I think we are in such the middle of an international and national crisis caused by Donald Trump and Republicans. The last thing I want to do is give bandwidth to beating up Democrats. And your piece was basically about how Democrats aren't funny. First of all, I disagree. I think the people leading the resistance are the comedians. We've played Stephen Colbert this morning, Jimmy Kimmel. I think Jasmine Crockett is hilarious. I think Kamala Harris is funny. I think Tim Walz was relatable and funny. So talk about the premise of your piece and let's talk about it. Because all of the shows in our space, I think, my show, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Frangela, that's our superpower is being funny, is all of the best comedians, I think, are on the left. So talk about the premise of your piece was in your mind.
Thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate it. And I definitely do agree that we have a lot of great comedians in the space and they're really doing a great job. Getting information to people. I think the problem is that they're not the politicians. I think Jon Stewart, I'd vote for Jon Stewart within 5 seconds. That would be easy for me. I'd vote for Nikki Glaser within 5 seconds.
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty clear that the American people will not vote for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz or Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden for a second term. So I think we just need to recognize that reality and have folks that people want to have a beer with. You know, say what you want about Donald Trump, but swing voters, you know, they think he's funnier. They think he's more relatable.
We
just need to be cognizant of that.
That was where you where you lost me when you said the simple reality, like or not, Trump is funny. I disagree. Yeah. I think he's a bully. I think he's disgusting. I think only other bullies think he's funny. I mean, I just if that's what we should aspire to, Joe, I just disagree.
He's relatable. I mean, the average American voted for him, and he's relatable. You know, he's off the cuff.
The average 75 million voted for the funny lady and the funny coach from Minnesota. So I fundamentally disagree with your premise. I mean, I think, again, when you say they're not the politicians, I think Kamala Harris is funny. I think she ran an amazing campaign. I think Tim Walz is funny and relatable. You know, again, Jasmine Crockett, who did Eric Swalwell. We just had Adam Schiff out here at LA 60 Liberal.
Robert Garcia.
He's funny. I mean, I get what you're saying. We have to have a conversation, but I mean, we didn't lose like by some landslide, like Donald Trump keeps saying. It was 1.5 points. And so I just want to be careful of us not forming a circular firing squad.
I think it's pretty clear that the American people don't think we're as relatable as they are. Otherwise, they would have voted for us. So as far as I'm concerned,
They did vote for us. 75 million people voted for us.
I think we need to go back to the days of Barack Obama and his anger translator. That's relatable. It's funny. It's comical.
Wasn't Barack Obama. That was Key and Peele.
Right, but he brought him in there. So yes. For me, right. I think right. I like your idea and your point. I 100% agree with you that we have these celebrities. We need to bring them into the fold. You have John Lovett, and you have.
But then we get accused of we only had all these celebrities, and we don't talk to real people, and we talk down to people because
bringing them into the fold. I don't know one joke writer who was really involved in that Harris Walz campaign, but Barack Obama talked about this all the time. How John Favreau and John Lovett were essential because they had this comedic background. John Lovett is obviously hilarious, so I just don't think we really weave them in. It's more, hey, let's do this big thing on TV to raise money, but you need to have people who are comical and can break through on the day-to-day operation, and that just wasn't the case.
Well, okay, when you did the reason I remember you is that you did the Keep Republicans Out of Your Bedroom
right.
campaign. So that's the kind of stuff to me that's effective, because I don't know if you know, my dad ran with Goldwater in, you know, 1964. So, you know, they used to be the party of small government. And that is exactly, to me, what is a really good way to go at people, is they are not the small government party. They want to be in everybody's bedroom and everybody's business. And I mean, you know, who you can love, who you can marry, who you, what books you can read, what they consider, you know, free speech or illegal protests, right?
Right, absolutely. I think the problem is the Harris campaign, again, I think she actually is funny. I think Tim Walz is funny. The problem is that the consultants neutered the campaign. Harris and Walz, we're talking about Brad Summer, J.D. Vance's couch, but then the campaign consultants came in and neutered it. And I think it's pretty clear that if you compare our ads, which are quite funny and provocative, to the average boring stock footage ad that the Harris campaign spent $1 billion on, which one's going to break through? Which one's going to make people smile? Which one's going to make people remember what's going on? So I think the campaign consultants is really the key for that. Yeah. And we do our ads internally. We're not listening to some, you know, geriatric person telling us what ads are going to work via carrier pigeon.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've said that it might be time to say bye-bye to some of the old, you know, Democratic strategists, because I think that's my point, Joe, is that we are just not in a normal time. I think that's why Jasmine Crockett's breaking through, because, you know, we are, I mean, play, give me a 13 again. It's, you know, it's funny, but it's just, here we go.
If you could tell Donald Trump anything tonight, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to grow a spine and stop being Putin's hoe.
That's memorable.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, one of the ads we're going to be releasing is called, you know, Elon/Republican sugar babies, because Elon is basically the sugar daddy, the entire Republican Party. I just think the party isn't controlled by good messengers. You have people reading the prompt notes using Benjamin Franklin quotes from 500 years ago. I'd love for Jasmine Crockett. I'd love for AOC to be out front, but they're getting demoted, or they're getting turned down by the entire party that wants to talk like they're robots. And Jasmine Crockett calling him Putin's hoe, that's perfect. I just don't,
I think
see that
we,
more often.
We just want people that that message the urgency of the crisis we are in, both nationally and internationally, and the enemy is in within the enemy. Right. We have a Russian asset in the Oval Office. We have a clear and present danger to the United States. So in some ways, Joe, I get where, you know, everybody's different. That's why we're a big tent. You know, to some people, this isn't effing funny. You know, what is happening? You know, he is literally in a month destroying United States economically on the world stage. I mean, so I think it's, and I keep saying it's not generational. Like, I think Elizabeth Warren does it. Bernie's out there. When you go to the Jasmine Crockett, Maxwell Frost, I mean, we've got, again, we are a big tent, but it's the people that are talking about the urgency of this moment, I think, that are connecting.
I really think it is generational, because the key swing demographic, whether we like it or not, is men 18 to 29. They flip 30 points. As a 30-year-old man, we have to be weighing what's going to resonate with that demo. It's not ideal, I get you, but, you know, folks like my parents or like, you know, the average Democrat, you know, they're just not in the swing demo. What's in the swing demo? The swing demo are people who like Donald Trump, they like his Arnold Palmer jokes, and they like UFC. So we have to be meeting people where they're at. We can't be, you know, scolding them for, you know, voting for Donald Trump. I just think we have to meet them where they're at. And a way we meet them where they're at is through comedy. Barack Obama did that, and he also was, you know, just one of the fellas. He was able to talk basketball, football, you know, Blackhawks hockey, you name it.
But that also goes to the misogyny, because I would argue
that
Kamala Harris is every bit.
Kamala Harris got neutered by the campaign. So they had the ability. I just think the campaign wouldn't let them do it.
Yeah. Kamala Harris is every bit as funny and charismatic as Barack Obama. So I take offense to that. You know, I mean, I just,
and
by the way, I don't need an expert. I have a 22-year-old who is smart as a whip. Bella's here. And
I do agree, though, with
the male vote, because I see it firsthand. I'm surrounded by a bunch of men my age who are idiots and will go with the guy they can have a beer with, like
sure
Joe is saying.
They're going to vote for people if they call them an idiot. Like, I don't think we're going to be winning our voters if we call them idiots.
Right, right.
Yeah. True, but
well,
yeah, I've dated them, so.
Yeah, they're idiots. They're idiots.
And no, I just and I think we can't.
This
I think
is
we
the fight Chris and I, this is the fight Chris and I always have, is, you know, I'm sorry, there was a ton of racism and misogyny.
Oh, absolutely.
But disinformation was the major, it's not the economy, it's how the media reported on the economy, reported on Joe Biden.
But what I usually...
I mean, my point was just what I said recently is, they're still going to hate us, Joe. You know what's going to bring them back is the same thing that got them there, their selfishness about their own pocketbook. That's what got them to Trump. It doesn't matter what I say. They think I'm talking down to them. They're not going to vote. They don't care. They're still going to hate me, you know, but selfishness will bring them back when they realize they're paying $20 for eggs and a lot more for gas and whatever. I mean, it's just there was such an inherent sort of, and Bella sees it from her, just misogyny off the charts. And I don't want to go like, oh, we need to be the party of misogyny now or whatever, you know, or we need to beat up on trans people. I mean, I still think we have to be who we are.
Absolutely. I think we need to be defending trans people. I mean, one of our ads is going to be countering the despicable she's for they, them, he's for you ad. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the enforcement policy on bathroom techs? Checking people's genitals. So we might put our Republican congressman in the bathroom so that he's making sure that there's no trans people in the wrong restroom.
Yeah.
I really think that's, you know, it's disgusting, but it's comedy because, like, it's just this absurd situation. So I think, you know, again, of course, absolutely, there was racism, misogyny involved. But telling the average voter who, again, swung 30 points, this is no small demo. I, you know a lot of people in this demo. And if we're calling
which
them
demo?
Stupid, I don't think we're going to win.
No, which demo?
To communicate the men 18 to 29.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if we want to communicate with them, let's make it relatable. You know, we're competing with UFC. We're competing with real lives of Mormon wives. There's just so many better things out there for people to be paying attention to, and none of them are paying attention. But I think comedy is a way to get people's attention. We roast them like, you know, Obama, like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz did at the beginning of the campaign.
Yeah.
I think we can definitely do stuff like that.
Yeah. What do those bros think that they went on Joe Rogan, for instance, Bobby Kennedy, and yes, vaccines cause, you know, exploding penis and whatever, and now he's like, oh, never mind, get your kids vaccinated for measles. I mean, they're just such grifters, you know. Cash Patel was selling the vaccine reversal.
That undoes the damage done by the COVID
vaccine reversal pills. Or what? I mean, it's just, you know, I'm sorry, Joe, I know I'm not supposed to call them idiots, but they're effing idiots. And I just, like, if you have so little critical thinking skills that you believe the obvious lies that Donald Trump told, I mean, what do you make of all these people that have this regret, this F around and find out already? I'm like, he told you he was going to do all this. How could you possibly be surprised?
I think there's probably, I mean, there definitely is some regret. I think there's probably not a lot, because how can you be regretful if you're not paying attention?
Right.
I just think everybody is, like, checked out of most of this stuff. Like, my friends, 18 to 29 men here in L.A., they're paying attention intermediately. So, like, if bad stuff is going on, but you're not hearing about it, then it's not really happening. So I think the way you break through to people is through the comedy angle to get them to pay attention.
Yeah.
So I would love these people to be paying attention to the stuff we're talking about, but they're not going to do it if we're just, catering to the C-SPAN crowd. We got to be going to meet them where they're at.
Well, and Joe, that's my whole career and everyone I platform. So that's why I take personal offense, because everyone I platform is really funny and have for 20 years now. And that's.
But I don't think Joe is talking about you.
No, I know that. But I mean, my point is that, you know, again, a lot of the politicians, even that I'm talking about, Democrat, I think are really funny that we have on the show as well, or have done Sexy Liberal Tour with us or whatever. You know, we just had J.B. Pritzker in Chicago. He's fantastic, you know. So I just, you know, that's the thing, Joe. I just of everybody. I mean, even what's his name? David Jolly, former Republican congressman, has recently was saying, like, why is anyone beating up on Democrats? This is the last people's fault. This is, you know, I mean, in terms of where we are and the kind of crisis we're in. So I just, you know, I just want to stick together, keep our eyes on the prize. And I obviously I agree with your premise, because that's what hopefully my whole career has been, you know, but I just want to sort of lift our Democrats up and not tear them down. Because I do think, you know, and I just, like I say, I think there's a different, that right there tells you, when you say Trump is funny, I mean, nothing he ever says, it's only at someone else's expense. That's a bully. Yeah,
people like, I don't know what to tell you, Ben 18 to 29 like the Arnold Palmer. They like when he's criticizing paper straws. Like, there's a Seinfeld meme of him doing Seinfeld stand-up with paper straws. Like, I'm letting you know what the demo says, and that's what the demo's been saying and been telling me personally and in all our groups and stuff of people we talk to. But no, I absolutely agree. I think we need to be uplifting these voices. Let's just get them out there to channels where these folks pay attention. Like, you know, we have to be going to, you know, the Theo Vaughns, the Andrew Schultz. Like, if these people are really funny, let's get them out there. I'm super down for that. I just think we're more focused on, like, having Robert Caro write a book about us, him or whoever, after they're retiring. And I just think, let's go on TikTok and let's get out to the people where they're at, not, you know, just kind of what we've always been doing. I think the biggest problem, like, is the ads, like, transparently. Like, all the big Democratic groups have been releasing ads, and they're the same 30-second stock footage ads that, like, nobody's going to remember. Yeah. So I'm critical because I don't think we've learned our lesson. I 1,000% do not think we've learned anything about creating ads that just would make, you know, anybody fall asleep. Let's have things that get people's attention, and I wouldn't be critical if I thought we were learning our lesson.
Well, listen, I've all done all I can for America. I didn't cancel you, and I've hired Bella. And Bella is going to bring us back the entire 18 to 29 male demographic because she's cute and she's smart. Oh,
thanks, Steph.
You're welcome, Bella. All right, Joe.
And we're bringing the message to where the audience is.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. All right. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quido Mobile. That's a way you can make a difference, right?
Yep.
Telling you, you can stand with companies that stand with you. That's happening more and more, right?
Yep.
People are getting hip to what companies stand for politically, and Quido Mobile has always been. They've been America's only progressive phone company. Jody Hamilton knew about them 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They've donated at this point over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever. So, and you get to vote for where your money goes, and you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you bring your current phone, bring your current number. It is so easy. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
Holy cow! You just blew my mind!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Stephanie Miller.
All right, that whole fight with Joe just led to a whole on-air fight, off-air fight, and we're like, let's wait and fight on-air.
It was a discussion with Joe. Yes. It wasn't a fight.
I just fundamentally disagree. I didn't even read parts of his thing on air, but just, you know, he said Democrats have become the political equivalent of the no-fun hall monitor scolding you while Elon Musk and company drink beer and crack jokes in the parking lot. Part of this I was saying is reality TV has... I just think destroyed America.
Right.
Part of it is, oh, they want the show.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden's too boring, competent. Well, you know,
Democrats.
So we're always going to need a show.
Yes. Yes. Politics has changed. We're going to need a show. I know you don't like reality TV, but the vast majority of Americans do. They respond to it.
And the part of the conversation we had off air was that I am surrounded. I live with men in the demographic that Joe was talking about.
Yeah, 18 to 29.
I see it firsthand. They obviously will always vote Democrat, but they think that it's like the Republicans are funny. They think it's funny. They think it's hilarious. Yeah. And they're not the ones that are fully affected by the effects of what the Republicans are doing. Yeah. So they don't see it the same way that I see it, or the same way that women see it.
I guess what it is, Chris, is he's the end of his piece is we need to joke, laugh at ourselves, be mad as hell, and stand up when necessary. We've been doing that 20 years. Everyone we have on this show has been doing this 20 years.
Right, but we're not the Democratic Party messaging system.
The voters need to feel like we're their friends again, not some group of dorks who look down on them.
Yes.
Again, I mean, I would say comedians are leading the resistance, period, from the late-night comics to everybody we have in this show. Everyone, Bob Seska, whole podcast universe.
I would vote for you in a second. Right. I would vote for Bob Seska in a second. It's just not...
Joe is right. We need to get those comedians into the campaign.
Midas Touch is the number one podcast.
They're
fantastic.
Midas Touch is great. We need more of that.
Yeah. Well, I know, and I agree. And that's our whole revoir, you and I, for 25 years
and,
now.
And that's where Joe and I agreed.
Right.
You know, we need to get better messaging.
Right.
And, and less boring messaging.
I hate reality TV.
I love it. I love it.
Dana Goldberg.
I do too.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Results expected soon on a vote happening now on the House to censure Al Green, the Texas congressman who shook his cane at President Trump during Tuesday's congressional address, leading to this exchange.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
The Trump administration moving ahead with plans to eliminate the Department of Education. The president expected to issue an executive order soon, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling it. Tens of thousands more federal jobs will soon be gone, including 70,000 at the Department of Veterans Affairs and as many as half of all the people currently employed by the IRS. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau weighing in, saying he expects Canada and the U.S. to be in a trade war for the foreseeable future. This is ABC News.